hunger, there are 100 advantages and excellences.
Mm-hmm. Okay, question. How do I know that you didn't get it? I know that you are not even listening to these verses, because it's somehow twisted and tricky. What is he talking about? He's talking about hunger, which is not hunger. Jew is extreme hunger, okay? He's talking about extreme hunger. And look at it, he will make another paragraph, just two verses for this word again. So whatever he said, he needed to repeat it in shortest paragraph in Masnavi, which is two verses only. Let's listen to those two verses.
Explaining the excellency of abstinence and hunger. Indeed, hunger is the king of medicines. Hark, lay hunger to thy heart. Do not regard it with such contempt. Everything unsweet is made sweet by hunger. Without hunger, all sweet things are unacceptable.
Aha. What is the subject? For animal, hunger is problem. We say, listen, for human being is not that. It's exactly the opposite. First of all, hunger will help you appreciate the taste of the food. If you're not hungry, you will not enjoy it. So we understand that the hunger is good. For animal, hunger is bad. Why? Because animal doesn't have anything a part of that food and sex. We do. There are some other stuff. He said, remember, this hunger I'm talking about is not hunger. Let me change the word. Is appetite. When we talk about the appetite, what are we talking about? The hunger. But no, because we are looking at the positive part of it. It says, this is what you should learn. The stuff which are negative for the animal are not negative for me necessarily. They could be positive. Hunger is good. Isn't it? Look around you. So many millions, no, billions of people, they try hunger. Why? The Muslims, they have 1 month of trying it. The Buddhists, they have yearly of doing it. In a lot of old believers, you will see the hunger is good. Why? Why? Have you ever thought about it? Yeah. Because when I'm hungry, I'm fighting myself. Hunger is here. Me and me. Do you remember? I'm my responsibility. I am the fellow that I have to correct. How should I correct? One of the things is this, that I have control. Control of what? Control of me! Because there are a lot of people, when they are hungry, they don't have the control of themselves. They lose the control. I want to have the control in here. This is not in control here. The heart is. The brain, yes, calculates. And I need the food, I need this, I need that. I let my heart to do this. And my heart, hunger, doesn't matter. What am I going to eat? How am I going to eat? What's the price of that food? And so on and so on. These are the questions. Yes?
Parable. A certain person was eating bread made of bran. Someone asked him, "How are you so fond of this?" He replied, "When hunger is doubled by self-denial, barley bread is halva, in my opinion. Therefore, when I deny myself once, I can eat halva entirely. Of course, I am very self-denying. Hunger, in truth, is not conquered by everyone. For this is a place where fodder is abundant beyond measure. Hunger is bestowed as a gift on God's elect, that through hunger they may become puissant lions. Mm-hmm. How should hunger be bestowed on every beggarly churl? Since the fodder is not scarce, they set it before him, saying, "Eat, this is all thou art worth. Thou art not a waterfowl, thou art a breadfowl."
Translation. Did you listen? The trick that Rumi played. Okay? He was talking about this ass, this donkey, and the stupidity of this donkey that it should be corrected, right? Then stopped. Talked about hunger. Then made a short paragraph to explain that hunger. Then parable. Made a story again for that one. Why? Because this is the subject. This is the point that he wants to make. That listen, when I say hunger, what do you think? When I say hunger, you think about need of the animal, right? He said, that's not hunger. Hunger is a gift that is given to the best people. To do what? To stop and fight myself. I have to understand that my enemy is me. And I have to fight this enemy always. So I should know it. One of the things that will bring out this is hunger. He made an open story. A guy is sitting down and having a piece of bread, chewing and enjoying it. The guy said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm enjoying it." So that's a filthy, rotten stuff. He said, "Yeah, but when you're very hungry, we'll help you to enjoy it. So it tastes good to me. I'm enjoying it." This was the explanation to come to a point to say hunger is bestowed as a gift on God's elected people. Means you have to be very special to receive this gift of hunger. I believe these days you could translate it another way. I said, change it from hunger to what? To appetite. Okay, when you don't have appetite, you go to the doctor to give you appetizer. For what? Yes, to provoke your appetite to enjoy it, because this is what it is. The only animal who could think about appetizer is human being. The only animal who could understand the goodness hidden in non-existence is human being. When I'm talking about hunger, I mean non-existence of the food, right? And we talked about it a lot. And he said, this is the key for your improvement. It's in non-existence. The animals, they don't understand this, because for them, only reality which logically they could understand exists. For us, we know that it's beyond the logic. Reality is an illusion. The real universe existence is all of this together, one. There is no this and that and that and that. We are all in the same ship and we are trying for the same thing. Then another story, and another story will go to the story of a cow. Next time you will hear it. It's a very good story. There is this beautiful island which is green and fantastic. There is this cow who wakes up, he starts to eat, and will eat everything when the sunset is here. He looks around and he sees there is nothing left. So what should I do tomorrow? We'll sit down and cry and have shame and think about tomorrow. And he was eating all the day and he became large. Now he goes small and he will be tinny with the sorrow of non-existence of the food. The next day he wakes up, everything is green again. And he's the stupid cow. He will forget. He starts eating, then sorrow of food finished. This is the trick that we'll hear next time, inshallah. Okay. حاجت خود گر نگفتی آن فقیر او بدادی و بدانستی زمیر آنچه در دل داشتی آن پشت خم قدر آن دادی بدو نه بیش و کم پس بگفتندی چه دانستی که او اینقدر اندیشه دارد ای عمو او بگفتی خانه دل خلوت است خالی از کدیه مثال جنت است اندر او جز عشق یزدان کار نیست جز خیال وصل او دیار نیست خانه را من روفتم از نیک و بد خانه ام پر راست از عشق احد هر چه بینم اندر او غیر خدا آن من نبود بود عکس گدا گردر آب این نخل یا ارجون نمود جز عکس نخلی بیرون نبود در تگ آب را ببینی صورتی عکس بیرون باشد آن نقشه فتی لیک تا آب از قدی خالی شدن تنگی شرط است در جوی بدن تا نماند تیرکی و خسل رو تا امین گردد نماید عکس رو جز گلابه در تند کو ای مغل آب صافی کن ز گل ای خصم دل تو برانی هر دمی که از خواب و خور خاک ریزی اندر این جو بیشتر چون دل آن آب زینها خالی است عکس روحا از برون در آب جست پس تو را باطن مصفا ناشده خانه پر از دیو و نسناس و دده ای خری زستیز مانده در خری کی ز ارواح مسیحی بوبری کی شنازی گر خیالی سر کند که از کدامین مکمنی سر بر کند چون خیالی می شود در زهد تن تا خیالات از درون روفتن خربسی کوشید او را دف گفت لیک جوع الکلب با خر بود جفت غالب آمد حرص و صبرش بود ضعیف بس گلوها که برد عشق رقیف زن رسولی کش حقایق داد دست کاد فقرن ان یکون کفر آمده است گشته بودن خر مجاعت را اسیر گفت اگر مکره است یک ره مرده گیر زین عذاب جو باری واره هم گر حیاتی نست من مرده بهم گر خر اول توبه و سوگند خورد عاقبت هم از خری قبطی بکرد حرص کور و احمق و نادان کند مرگ را بر احمقان آسان کند نیست آسان مرگ بر جان خران که ندارند آب جان جاودان چون ندارد جان جاوید او شقیست جرأت او بر اجل از احمقیست جهد کن تا جان مخلد گردد تا به روز مرگ برگی باشدد اعتمادش نیز بر رازق نبود که برافشاند بر او از غیب جود تا کنونش فضل بی روزی نداشت گرچه گه گه بر تنش جویی گماشت گر نباشد جو صد رنج دیگر از پی حیز برارد از تو سر رنج جو اولا بود خود زن علل هم به لطف و هم به خفت هم عمل رنج جو از رنج ها پاکیزه تر